Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us now on the line, we welcome John Day. John is a U.S. attorney at law. We're going to be looking into the Epstein Files situation. John, a very good morning to you from us here in this part of the world, and thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Good morning, Michael. Thank you for having me.
No, great to have you on board, John. And once again, thank you for, availing yourself to discuss the ongoing discussion saga regarding the Epstein files. I think, John, to begin, let's just in a way recap and, of course, now reflect on where we stand with the situation right now, just for our listeners, so you just get a broader picture and what is transpiring right now regarding the Epstein files.
Right. Very good. So these files, hundreds of thousands pages of documents, photographs, records of Jeffrey Epstein and his relations with his female victims, his young female victims, with some of the most powerful people, some most powerful men in America, at least. And the Department of Justice, the Federal Department of Justice, had hundreds of thousands of pages. And there was a huge push to get these released. There was a pushback from the Trump administration, which was trying to downplay the significance of them, but it was like a tidal wave of concern or tidal wave of interest in what was in these files. And so finally, there was a law passed a month ago that was signed by President Trump that directed the Justice Department to release these hundreds of thousands of pages by midnight on December 19th. They met the deadline for some of the documents. They didn't meet it for others. A number of documents have been redacted, have been edited. There's big black ink across lots wow. and lots and lots of pages. So a lot of concern about what was released and what hasn't been released.
Okay, so at this juncture, what you've just outlined now, where to regarding the release of these files? I mean, what can one expect? As you say now, documents have been doctored, they've been blacked out, and what have you, and how does this impact right now on this case going forward?
Well, the interest in it is phenomenal, of course, because what we're seeing in this latest release, we're seeing pictures of Jeffrey Epstein, the late convicted pedophile who died by suicide in jail, pictures of him with President Trump before he was president, with Bill Clinton, with Michael Jackson, with Bill Gates, with Mick Jagger. I mean, the guy was, you know, he had a lot of money, but he also... You always have to ask, what was it that drew people to him? Was it the brilliant dinner table conversation or the incredible food he served at his island or his mansion in Manhattan? Or what exactly was it that drew people to this guy? And so this isn't going to quell the interest. And if anything, it's going to fan the flames because we don't know what we don't know has been kept back.
Indeed. And as you've just mentioned, John, what impact for that matter is this perhaps having on President Trump's leadership at the moment? Are you sensing, shall we put it this way, any dubious reaction and effect that it's having now on the American population?
Well, there's the interest is so high. There hasn't been any specific allegation that President Trump himself engaged in any improper activities. None of the over 1,200 female victims. No one has said that President Trump engaged in anything inappropriate with
Certainly.
Him. But his name keeps coming up, as do
right.
a lot of other leaders. You know, former Prince Andrew, of course, is one of them. But it's there's a lot more to come because the fight over what's been redacted or what's been edited is ongoing, and it's quite a political battle.
John, just to explore legal procedure, there has been a debate that the files were not released in the correct legal procedure. Would that affect the credibility of the files?
Right. Well, and to answer that question, if you are conspiracy-minded or if you are cynical or skeptical that the government might not be releasing everything that they have, this is not going to make you feel any better. The Department of Justice says we're doing the best we can. One of the things the law required was that anything that related to identifying the female victims had to be redacted, and anything that included information about ongoing prosecutions had to be redacted. And so the Department of Justice says we're trying to make sure that no victim information is released, but critics and opponents are saying you are going way too far in protecting people who don't need to be protected.
Indeed, John, we can only wonder exactly where how things will transpire following what you've just outlined now. But John, we have run out of time. Wish we could have just spent a bit more time with you. But John, thank you so much for taking the time to join us on 101.9 Chai FM on the Morning Mayhem, just to give us a feel as to where the situation stands regarding the status of the Epstein files. John Day, U.S. attorney at law. We can keep that conversation going. Your thoughts and beliefs regarding these Epstein files, which, yes, apparently contain all these allegations and what have you, and claims regarding prominent members of society, and well, and the President Trump's name has also come into play there, as well as other prominent leaders in the world.